Good morning and welcome to Jump in Tucson. Our guest this morning is Dr. Julian Ackerley. I happen to know that guy. He's the director of the Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus. Good morning, Julian.
Good morning, Ed.
Well, congratulations on your 45 years at the Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus. At the U of A homecoming game, you announced that you would be retiring at the end of the season, which is in May of 2025. However, there's a lot of things continuing at the chorus between now and then. And so let's start with, we were at the University of Arizona at the homecoming game. You're a graduate of the U of A, correct?
That is correct. I was able to get my bachelor's degree back in 1975, my master's in 1977, and my doctorate in music in 1983.
So you have a good connection with the U of A.
You're down Arizona.
There you go. And the chorus has been singing the national anthem at homecoming for many, many years, right?
That is correct. They had a specific highlight of alumni one year, back when Eric Pecker was the director of bands, and invited me to come and conduct with the boys on the national anthem. And we've done it every year since. There was one year when we were actually on Parents Weekend instead of homecoming, because the boys were also doing Tosca with Arizona Opera Company up in Phoenix on the homecoming day. But every year, the boys chorus, and we really appreciate that wonderful collaboration with the University of Arizona Fred Fox School of Music.
And you do some other creative things, like you'll be doing, obviously, your holiday concert coming up on December 14th. That is at the U of A, correct?
Yes, it is. We'll be there in Crowder Hall, which is the wonderful recital hall in the School of Music there, and that will be on Saturday, December the 14th, and we have two programs, a 3 o'clock matinee and a 7:30 evening concert as well. So we continue our collaborations with the University of Arizona, and I might even mention that for many years we've participated in their Holiday Card to Tucson concert, which is going to be on Sunday, December the 8th, this year at St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church. Also a 3 o'clock performance and a 7 o'clock performance. And not only is the Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus and all the University of Arizona choirs performing, but the Tucson Girls Chorus is on that program as well. So that's another event not to miss.
So you've had a lot of connection with the University of Arizona over the years, and of course, working with the band and so forth. A good profile. It was great to be on the field and announce your retirement in front of 55,000 fans. and what an interesting next couple of months will be interesting. Let's talk a little bit about the traditional holiday concert. Can you share a little bit about the first couple of concerts that happened back in 1939 in the early 40s? What was the holiday concert like back then?
Well, our organization was founded back in the fall months of 1939 when Englishman Eduardo Casso came to our community, basically because he was in poor health. He had tuberculosis, and his doctor said he needed to go to a dry climate. But in that those months of the fall of 1939, he began the program by giving singing lessons to one boy, Jimmy Fersdorf. And by Christmas Eve of 1939, he had assembled 8 boys to be in what they called at the time the Tucson Boys Choir. And they did a Christmas Eve concert that was 3 songs. Mr. Casso wasn't sure those 8 boys were going to be able to pull it off by themselves, and so he recruited 2 girls to stand behind them and sing with them in that first concert. And those were the only 2 girls that ever sang in the Tucson Boys Chorus. So that first concert was Christmas Eve of 1939. And in those beginning years, Mr. Casso was beginning the program, and so he had just a few boys in 1940 and 1941, but the momentum started to grow really quickly, and with local sponsors who wanted to see the boys' chorus become a realization of Mr. Casso's vision, it grew and grew and grew, and now here we are, 85 years later. This will be the 85th anniversary holiday concert, and we're very excited about that long storied history.
Great. So the concert is going to be Saturday, December 14th at 3 and 7:30 at the University of Arizona Fred Fox School of Music, Crowder Hall. Tell us a little bit about the concert and what's going to be featured there. Traditional music, I would assume. But,
yes, yeah. It's really quite a variety holiday program. We'll start with an upbeat song called Christ is Born Today and set the sacred part of Christmas celebrations. And then other repertoire will include Hanukkah selections, of course, for those of the Jewish faith, and sacred is going to complete the first half of our program with Daniel Pinkham's Christmas Cantata. So there's a sampling of a serious music you might consider, or classical music. Also, a wonderful arrangement by Dan Forrest of Hark the Herald Angels Sing will end the first half. And then the second half is the lighter side of Christmas with Jingle Bell Swing and I'll Be Home for Christmas, White Christmas, We Wish You a Merry Christmas, the holiday songs that people love to listen to and to sing along with. So it promises to be a delightful family entertainment event.
Great. And where can people get tickets to that concert if they wanted to go to either of the 3 o'clock or 7:30 p.m. performance?
They're certainly welcome to get them online at boyschorus.org. They can call our chorus office at 520-296-6277. Or they can get them at the door. It's a very popular event. It features all the members of the chorus, from our youngest cadet choir member of 6 years old all the way through our young men's ensemble, who's the oldest this year, is 21 years, so 6 to 20, 21, highlighting our touring chorus, which is our varsity team. And we'll also have a small ensemble, orchestral professional musicians. And it will be a really wonderful event to celebrate the holiday seasons.
Yeah, it's a great way to bring out-of-town guests to enjoy something unique and different, and certainly it's important. Obviously, this will be your last holiday concert as director, and so this is your finale of the Christmas season this time around. Of course, there's going to be a big concert in May where it'll be your final concert, but this is the last time you'll be directing the boys for the Christmas holiday time frame. So this is an important concert for the history of the chorus as you top off your 45 years as director. So this will be fun. This is at the, tell us where Crowder Hall is. It's for those people that don't know exactly where it is. Where is Crowder Hall?
It's in the Fred Fox School of Music, which is basically at Speedway and Park. There are parking options for them in various places, parking garages that they can get to. Right. But it's in the school, and it's the main recital hall. There's a smaller recital hall, the whole school hall, but we'll be in the Crowder Hall.
Which is actually, the park garage is right there. Just come under the tunnel and you're right there, and it's a relatively easy walk and easy to get to, and it's a Saturday, so there's no big deal in terms of parking. It should be good. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about another tradition at the Boys' Course, which is Christmas trees. So we'll come back in just a minute and talk about that. You're listening to Jump in Tucson on KVOI 1030 AM, The Voice. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Wonderful music of the Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus. With us this morning is Dr. Julian Ackerley, the director. Good morning again.
Hi, Ed.
And 45 years, what an amazing run you've had as the director of the Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus. And, of course, the holiday concert is coming up on Saturday, December 14th at 3 and 7:30 p.m. at University of Arizona Crowder Hall, and tickets are available at boyschorus.org, or you can call the office at 296-6277, and they'll set you up with tickets. You want to go see that, as it's Julian's last time as the director for the holiday season. Well, there's another fundraiser that you do, or event that you do that's a fundraiser for the chorus and going on for years, and that is the tradition of the chorus selling Christmas trees at the tree lots. You want to talk a little bit about that tradition and how that all got started and why it's so important to the chorus?
Yes, the tree lot sales is a decades-long fundraiser for the Boys' Chorus, but more than being a fundraiser, it's a friendraiser. It's a wonderful way for the Tucson, Arizona Boys' Chorus to be connected to our community, and many of our customers are repeat customers who come to support the chorus by getting fresh cut trees for their holiday celebrations. But we've been doing the tree lot all around the city of Tucson for many years. You probably recall that we were back in Elkhorn Mall for very many years.
Got a good connection there, didn't we?
Yeah, we sure did. And
Elkhorn Mall, the place to be for you and your family.
Well, we had it at Elkhorn Mall, and then, of course, the spot that we had our tree lot in became actual buildings and stores. And so we moved down onto Broadway, and we were at Broadway and Wilmont, and we were up in the northwest side of town. But we decided that the best place for the Boys Chorus to be is home for the holidays. So several years ago, we brought the tree lot back to our building, which is on Pima Street, 5770 East Pima, which is between Craycroft and Wilmont. We have a back lot that's a ramada. We call it our roping ramada because the boys practice their fancy trick rodeo roping back there. But during the holiday times, it becomes a very festive Christmas tree lot. And we invite all of the community to get their holiday decorations from the Boys Chorus in support of the Singing Goodwill Ambassadors. Our lot is open every single day. We're opening up on the today, yeah. Friday.
Well, it'll be open Monday through, it's open every day of the week is what it is.
It's open every day of the week is correct. We're going to be open from now until the December the 23rd.
23rd, right.
Yes, and anybody who comes during Monday through Friday, they just drop into our office building and we'll take them out to the lot and get them the best, most beautiful tree on the lot. And during Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the lot is being manned by volunteers from our families. So if you come on the weekend, you'll have an opportunity to meet one of our boys and the families, and they'll be able to serve you and get you the beautiful tree. Our trees are fresh cut. They come from Oregon, and few people know that most of the trees on the Christmas market, fresh cut trees, are all harvested at about the same time. Mm-hmm. So the time that you get your trees and the freshness of it is dependent upon the kind of care that it gives. And I'm very happy to say the Tucson Boys Chorus has really fine-tuned this over the years about keeping the trees really fresh. We only cut open out of the packages the ones that we are going to be using for that particular day, and they are constantly being watered 3 times a day, all of the trees, even, in their packages as they come from being harvested right off of the tree lot farms, are being watered down. And so, and if there's any problem with anybody's tree that they get, just come back and we'll be happy to replace it.
Having worked the tree lot when my boys were in the chorus, it's amazing how those trees do soak up that water. And so the ones that are packaged and are getting watered, they're continuing to absorb the water. So when you open them up, they're fresh and
they're
green
fresh
and beautiful. Yeah.
And there's artificial trees, and people probably have those too, but there is nothing like the fragrance of a fresh-cut Christmas tree filling up your home with Christmas. It just says Merry Christmas to one and all. And we're really happy to have had that as a tradition over all these many years.
So you have different kinds of trees, the Douglas, the Noble, Grand, and the Nordman firs. Those are the types of trees that you have. So if you like a big bushy one, you've got that. So if you want to make it, and they also the kind that is kind of a tiered tree, so you have everything in between, so you can kind of pick the kind that you like to adorn your home, so it can be. And you also give a shout out to some companies that have purchased trees from you for a long time. So if there's a company out there that wants to get a live tree,
yeah,
they can come to the chorus and get that as well, right?
We really appreciate the community and corporate sponsors of the Boys Chorus. And yes, we invite them to come out and get the trees. We have all kinds of trees, from as small as tabletop trees all the way up to 10, 12 feet. So can fit up any space. And we really appreciate the support of the community in getting their trees from the Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus.
You say that that the boy doesn't join the chorus, but the family does. And some of the most fun memories my family has, I had 3 boys in the chorus, and working at the tree lot during the Christmas season is always a treat for the families. And there's a little fire pit out there, and s'mores are made, and music is being played. It's kind of festive.
Hot chocolate and cookies. It's a very festive holiday time.
That's great. So, again, we're talking with Dr. Julian Ackerley in his 45th year, just announced his retirement from the Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus. He'll go through the season into May of 2025 and then hang up his baton, but he's had a great run. Again, the holiday concert is Saturday, December 14th.
That is correct. It'll be at Crowder Hall at the University of Arizona at 3 o'clock and 7:30. I mentioned how to get tickets. Tickets will also be available at the door, so if people want to just come to the event, they can. However, you know, if there's a sellout there, right. We want to make sure that everybody gets in.
Right. $20 for a premium ticket, $15 for general admission, $8 for children 12 and under, and you are directing, and Dr. Jordan Schomper will be your associate conductor.
Yes.
And so he'll do a couple of the songs, but you're obviously featured as the director for the majority of it. And that is Saturday, December 14th. And then the tree lot is open through December 23rd at the tree lot. The Boys Chorus tree lot is at 5770 East Pima Street. So that's an important activity for the chorus as well, right?
Part of our 85th anniversary was the creation and painting of a mural on the east side of our building. So when people come to our tree light, I draw their attention to look to our building because it is absolutely extraordinary. And I think he's going to become an icon in Tucson's
great history of the chorus on the wall, which is kind of neat.
Right.
Well, what's next for Dr. Ackerley? What's the spring look like for the Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus? You've got some exciting things coming up. And of course, a big Pops concert in May will be your swan song, as they say. But what do you got coming up in the spring?
We're really looking forward to the classic concert, which is going to be on the first weekend of March and on Saturday on an east side performance and Sunday a west side performance. And that is the cornerstone of our music literacy program, is classical music. And so we'll be highlighting that. We also do a Wild West Rodeo weekend over rodeo. It's a camp for any boy in Tucson to come. They're featured in the rodeo parade, and then they do a little melodrama over the weekend, which we put it at our friends down at Trail Dust Town. And then, of course, the Pops concert is not only going to be the 85th anniversary culmination on that weekend of May 2nd through 4th, but it is going to be a recognition of my retirement. And so we're going to try to get as many alumni back as we can, particularly the Ackerley alumni that were in the chorus when I was director, and that's been since 1980. So that's 45 years of choristers to come back and celebrate a wonderful institution here in the cultural part of our community of Tucson and have a really fun weekend. And in the middle of that, we'll have our Pops concert, which will be my last public concert as director here in Tucson. But then we'll be going off on tour. And so I'll be conducting, of course, the boys doing the tour. And the tour is going to be in the first week of June.
Right, right. Where are you going this year? Have you announced where you're going yet?
Yes, we have announced. We're very excited. We're going to be going to Greece.
Right. That's fantastic. Yeah, that's going to be fun. I think you need someone to go along to carry the bag. So I'm donating my services. Well, this is not the last time you'll be on Jump in Tucson, because when we come back in the spring, we'll talk some more about what you're doing with the chorus in these great concerts that are coming up, and then and the future of the chorus, which is in good hands. As Kelly and Renee were here when we announced your retirement, the chorus is in good hands and is looking nationally for a replacement for you. So, but we look forward to seeing you Saturday, December 14th, 3 and 7:30 p.m. at Crowder Hall for the Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus Holiday Concert, featuring my brother, Dr. Julian Ackerley, as director, and all the choruses of the wonderful Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus. And then, of course, if you need a Christmas tree, the best place in Tucson and Southern Arizona to go to get a Christmas tree and help a great cause is to go to the Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus Christmas Tree Lot, which is located at 5770 East Pima between Craycroft and Wilmot on the south side of the street there at the Boys Chorus building. You can't miss it. There's a beautiful sign out front and lots of signage that says, come on in and buy your Christmas tree. So it's going to be a festive season.
Yep.
And we look forward to maybe some Winter Haven caroling. We'll go and do that. We always do that every year, which is always kind of fun. Really puts me in the Christmas. I'm so busy. And when I go to that event in Winter Haven, it's always nice to walk with the boys and hear them sing their wonderful music. So happy holidays to you and Jane, and Merry Christmas. And we will be talking with you after the first of the year when we talk about what's coming up in the spring.
Thank you, Ed. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Okay. That was Dr. Julian Ackerley, 45 years as director of the Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus. Don't miss their upcoming concert. We'll be back. Well, welcome back to Jump in Tucson. I'm your host, Dr. Ed Ackerley. This is the Wonder Series, where we talk about the good things going on at the University of Arizona. One of those good things is the fantastic Theater, Film, and Television School at the University of Arizona in the College of Fine Arts. And with us is Kevin Black, and he is one of the instructors at the University of Arizona in that school. Good morning.
Good morning, Ed. How are you?
Well, before we get started and talk about an upcoming play that's coming that you're deeply involved in, let's just talk about Kevin Black. And what's your educational journey, and how did you get to the University of Arizona?
Wow, that's a lifelong question, isn't it? It's a lot to concentrate into a quick conversation. I'm from Georgia originally, and I went to the High School of Performing Arts of the South, Northside High School, which is now North Atlanta High School. And so I showed early on an interest in acting and theater and film. I went to Carnegie Mellon University and in Pittsburgh, and from there to New York. Worked in New York and regional theater. Moved out to Los Angeles, California, and did the same. And then my wife and I got hired at the University of Arizona to teach in the School of Theater, Film, and Television. And actually, at the time, she got hired to teach it in the School of Media Arts.
Right.
And
I
got hired.
That's when I met her, yeah.
Right, exactly. And this is Lise Ann Schuyler, who is a terrific filmmaker, director, and teaches in the film production area at the school. This is before the school became one. In other words, before it merged with the School of Theater. So we've since become the School of Theater, Film, and Television. And she and I joke that I work in front of the camera and she works behind the camera. Mm-hmm. That's what we bring to our students here.
That's great.
Yeah.
And so what do you do? Well, when people ask me, what do I teach at the U of A? I say students. I get that part. But what's your responsibility there at the U of A? What are you focused on in the theater department?
I teach acting. I teach introduction to voice and movement. I direct there. The acting, I should probably get a little more specific. There's two different approaches we have. One is very much focused on stage acting, on live performance, but I also teach several sections of. I head up the courses that are in screen acting.
Mm-hmm.
So we approach it from those two different media, and.
Yeah, live is a little different from screen, because at screen you can go back and redo, right? But in live, it's, you just move forward with what you said. So,
yeah. Well, there's all kinds of differences. And it's very interesting. The tradition has always been get really strong training in live theater and then sort of stumble into film acting once you get out into the industry and make adjustments as you go. But what we're doing is giving students an opportunity to be really, really solidly trained in both those areas before they get out into the profession.
Right. And the school is being recognized, just recently was recognized as one of the top programs in the country. So you want to talk a little bit about that?
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It is such a great sort of feather in our cap. We each year the Rap magazine, which is a super important industry journal in Hollywood, names the 50 best film schools, and we've been on that list for years, but leapt from the high 20s into number 9 for public university film programs. And so we sort of vaulted over a number of really, really great schools, and we're being recognized for the super strong work that our students are doing, and the curriculum we offer, and the events that we, the chances we give for students to show their work, particularly, I'd say, I Dream in Widescreen, which right. is an annual, it's like just grown into a huge event down at the Fox Theater every yeah. year, every spring, and that's when the students get to show their capstone projects, the 10-minute short films they've made with the acting majors, mostly with the acting majors right. starring in them.
It is pretty amazing how that has evolved. I've been obviously involved in that for many years, since it got started, and just to see the growth of the professionalism of the film product itself, but also the acting has just you know, it used to, with all the respect, was kind of more of a high school acting kind of in the beginning, and now, and actually they would have to bring in actors from outside because mm-hmm. they didn't have the actors in the classes at the U of A. But lately, the last several years, it's been actors from within the program and pretty much dominate the whole thing. And it's just been really, it's really entertaining to go see those shows. They're wonderful.
That is so great to hear. And I couldn't agree with you more. I think we've grown the quality of the work on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
The directors are getting, they're very inspired on their own, and they're also getting extremely good guidance from faculty, and the same thing is happening on the acting side for
right.
the film actors. They're just really hungry mm-hmm. to work in this particular medium, and mm-hmm. And really determined to do good work. So those films do get better and better each year.
We're talking with Kevin Black, who's at the School of Theater, Film, and Television at the University of Arizona, concentrating on training actors. You know, we have some incredible alumni both on the production side of film and television, and then obviously some of these actors are going off and working Broadway, working in the film industry, and becoming pretty prevalent in the market. You know, we send students over to LA, mostly some New York, but mostly LA, to do their summer internships, and it's amazing how many dozens and dozens and dozens of University of Arizona grads are overworking in the industry.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's very true, particularly on the film side. There's a super strong internship program that the film production, excuse me, that the film program has put together. So on a yearly basis, they're sending, up to 10 or 12 students to different, placing them in different mm-hmm. Industry businesses, like such as agencies like CAA, Writers mm-hmm. and Artists, mm-hmm. And also in production companies. And so the connections to Hollywood are extremely strong, particularly for the production side of things. Actors as well, we have a yearly showcase where we film the actors. This this came out of COVID, when you couldn't actually go live.
Right.
You couldn't go to New York or invite them to the campus like we used to do, invite agents and directors to the campus to see a live show. And the crazy thing is, over time, that's grown into really a beautiful and beautifully produced showcase on film for the acting majors that are graduating. So the seniors get a chance to really show their strengths to all the agents on both coasts, and then make a decision about which city to live in. And they definitely go to the three big markets, LA, Chicago, and New York, and they're finding work. So it's an exciting program for both areas, for filmmaking as well as yeah. performance.
Yeah, in front of the camera and behind the camera. And it's interesting how the U of A network of people who are in the industry, and how they adopt these students and give them their experience. You know, it's and the internship program is just phenomenal. It has grown, and it's really powerful, and is one of the most important parts of the students' learning, is to go have these internships with people that are kind of taking them under their wing because they're former Wildcats as well. So it's been nice, and they kind of respond to that. Well, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about an upcoming performance that your actors are going to be putting on here, and we'll talk a little bit more about the theater department at the School of Theater, Film, and Television at the University of Arizona. We're talking with Kevin Black, who is a professor at the University of Arizona, and we'll come back and talk a little bit more about great acting at the U of A. You're listening to Jump in Tucson. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. We're talking with Kevin Black from the University of Arizona Theater, Film, and Television School and the College of Fine Arts at the University of Arizona. Kevin, welcome back.
Thank you.
The theater, what a lovely place. And for centuries, playwrights have been writing wonderful stories that actors have acted out and taken people on a journey, which has been so phenomenal. And you're going to have one here in a couple of performances, the U of A School of Theater's production of Uncle Vanya. So tell us a little bit about that play and about Love Misdirected.
It's a little hard to overstate what a classic Uncle Vanya is. Written by Anton Chekhov about 130 years ago, Russian playwright who has been hugely influential in you know, Western literature ever since. He worked with Konstantin Stanislavski, also a huge influence, a major influence in acting, and they collaborated on a handful of really important plays, The Seagull, The Cherry Orchard, and Uncle Vanya. Are three of his big hits. What we're doing at the U actually comes from the students. We have a unit each year for the juniors in the BFA Acting Musical Theater program on Chekhov, on playing that particular writer's work. Because it's challenging in a lot of specific ways. You know, comparable to Shakespeare in some ways, in that it is modern theater. It's the beginning of modern theater, but language and story and the dramatic structure of it is different than, let's say, a contemporary play or let's say a television series. So having training specifically in it is important to having a really well-rounded experience in the theater training program. And the students of last year's group just fell so thoroughly in love with Chekhov that they came to the faculty and said, "We have to do a Chekhov. We're graduating in a year. We don't want to leave this program without having done a work by this guy." So their campaign was to have Anton Chekhov's Cherry Orchard. I'm sorry, I totally got the wrong title. Their campaign was to have Anton Chekhov's Uncle Vanya be their experience before they graduated.
That's great. It's an interesting play. It's as you said, it's about love misdirected and a series of mismatches in the relationships in the house, yeah. and a struggle to correct those. So can you tell us a little bit about the play itself?
Yeah, absolutely. Uncle Vanya is actually a character in the piece. He's he seems like everybody's uncle. He's fellow in his late 40s, unmarried, dreadfully, deeply in love with someone he can't be with, and that is Yelena, his brother-in-law's young wife. His brother-in-law is a retired professor and a very imperious character, and has sort of he and Yelena have come to live in the country estate that Vanya runs with his niece Sonia, and kind of turned the place upside down. A lot of chaos in that household now that the professor and Yelena have arrived. Vanya is in love with someone he can't be with, and so is his niece Sonia. She's in love with Vanya's best friend, Astrov, a doctor, who in turn is also in love with Yelena. And no one seems to be focusing on the right partner. And that's where a great deal of the comedy and a great deal of the tragedy grows. It's this fascinating look at a family going through, every single person in that household is going through a crisis of, a life crisis that will change the trajectory of their lives forever. And we just happen to arrive at that house just while that's unfolding. Another thing that we're exploring in the piece is the sort of, you know, the sort of truth that we get caught up in our own dramas, our personal dramas, and we see this happening on stage with this family. We can get very caught up in our personal dramas to the point that we can't see the world around us. And that's one of the things that we really emphasized in the set design, the lighting, the sound design, the costumes, all really, really beautiful, highly successful work by the designers and the technicians there in the School of Theater, Film, and Television.
That's great.
And what we wanted to do was juxtapose those two things. This frantic chasing around of people who were yearning for connections with other people they couldn't make, and occasional just rare moments when they would stop for a second, take a breath, and look around and say, "Wow, there's a bigger world out there."
Mm-hmm.
But they don't. They can't stay there. They have to get back to their crazy pursuits. So I think that's very much like us in the world.
Right.
I think it shows two things at once, which is that can lead to tragic outcomes, but it can also be incredibly funny.
Yeah.
And I think we've got both of those things going in our show.
Great. So the performance is the U of A School of Theater's production of Uncle Vanya. Will be performed at the Moroni Theater in Tucson. That's in the Fine Arts Complex there. And it'll be Friday, December 6th at 1:30 p.m., Saturday, December 7th at 1:30 and 7:30, and then again on Sunday afternoon at 1:30. And so they can get tickets by going to the website, I assume. That's how they get their tickets?
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, you can go to the website, but you can also go straight to the box office at Centennial Hall.
Okay.
And we wanted to make sure that listeners understood that if they come to the box office and mention KVOI,
that's great.
They can get a twofer. They can get two seats for the price of one.
Well, thank you for that.
We really, really want to encourage folks to take advantage of that.
And we will certainly do that.
Great.
Well, Kevin Black, we appreciate all you do for students and your wife, what you guys do for students at the School of Theater, Film, and Television. We appreciate your contributions to getting them recognized nationally as one of the best programs in the country. And as I said to you earlier, we'll get Lisanne in here with you, and we'll talk about front of the camera, back of the camera. That would be kind of fun to have that discussion with her as well.
So, I can't wait. It sounds like a great time.
Great. So we encourage you to go see the University of Arizona School of Theater's production of Uncle Vanya. It'll be Friday, December 6th at 1:30, Saturday, December 7th at 1:30 and 7:30. And then following up Sunday again at 1:30. A play about love misdirected, but also some comedy and some tragedy all at the same time. Kevin, thank you for being here this morning. We really appreciate it.
Ed, thank you. It was a real pleasure.
Great. You're listening to Jump in Tucson. If you have something you'd like to share, go to jumpintucson.com. We'd be love to have you on the air and talk with you about your success story as well. Jump in Tucson broadcast from the Bustos Media Studios at KVOI 1030 AM Radio. Thank you for listening, and happy holidays, and we hope that you will jump in Tucson.